anxiously, asking Maltine, "Don't you think it'll be too well done if I leave the venison in the oven for 4 hours?" His wife, an extremely patient woman in their almost 40 years of marriage, replied calmly to her husband, who was now getting worked up over an uncontrollable cowlick. "You should go down to the kitchen and get ready. You'd be more relaxed, and so would I. Don't you remember last year? The roast was perfect, wasn't it? So, considering the size of the cut, 4 hours in the oven will be fine. You've got your meat thermometer in any case. Can you help me do up my zipper in the back, please?" asked Martine, before singing a favorite love song in English. "Only you." Instead of assisting with the zipper, Jacques abruptly left the bathroom and raced downstairs to check the oven. When he came back up, he seemed disgruntled, which his wife ignored. She was planning to have a wonderful evening, starting now. She patted her brunette bangs back into place. Her bobbed hairstyle, the same one she'd had for decades, gave her an impish look, especially with her snub nose and wide eyes. Over the years, she'd come to look more and more like Sally Field. With a steady hand, she applied some rose blush, then started on her lips, which she found too thin. Half her mouth complete, she turned toward her husband. "I'm still worried. Sometimes our Nicola isn't the easiest to deal with. I don't know where he gets it," she went on, looking at Jacques out of the corner of her eye. "Maybe he should have waited a little while longer before introducing her to us. It'll be quite a shock to Jeanne having to deal with the son and the father all at once." "Are you listening to me? Stop stressing about your roast. If you stop running downstairs every 10 minutes to open the oven, it'll be tender, just the way you like it. Now, zip me up already." "You're so lovely tonight," he said, tugging on the dress's zipper, then leading his wife into an improvised waltz. "Really? I feel like everything on my body is collapsing and all anybody can see is my stomach," retorted Martine, stopping to look at herself in the mirror again. Jacques took his wife's hand and looked her over from head to foot. She was short, slender, and had maintained a firm body that many women over 60 envied.
"Nonsense, my dear. You are magnificent, and the only one who sees any flaws is you. And you smell so good," added Jacques, burrowing his nose into her neck. "Are those tights or stockings?" he inquired, caressing her thigh.
"Oh, not now. I'd love to, but we're going to be late. They're coming in less than an hour, and we're not ready. We still have to hide the grandchildren's presents. I can't wait to see the little darlings. They've surely grown up even more."
"I'm looking forward to getting you out of that dress," said Jacques, kissing his wife's neck until she giggled.
"As for me, I'm looking forward to you being beyond reproach with your sons, making amiable conversation with your daughters-in-law, and not staying glued to your phone all night."
"Okay," she said, with her most unyielding look.
"And if you manage, tonight after dinner..."
"Let's have one little drink," proposed Jacques, with his most charming smile.
The couple ended up slipping off into the bedroom, from which came the sounds of laughter, shoes tossed to the floor, and, "Careful with my hair!" Time seemed to stop until the doorbell rang.
"Already?
But they're early," exclaimed Martine, seeing 8:10 p.m. displayed on the clock radio.
"Shit! Watch your language. The kids are still playing word police. Tonight could cost us 30 euros. Should I leave this shirt tucked or untucked?"
"Untucked. Otherwise it squeezes you like a sausage. Have you seen my left shoe? Where is it?"
"Squeezes me like a sausage? Aren't you nice?"
Martine and Jacques galloped down the stairs to the front door. Hair redone, clothes straightened, and rosy-cheeked, they took a deep breath and took stock of each